Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Tuesday, March 12th, 2024. The 29 Palms City Council will gather this evening to discuss waiving rental fees for a church, an annual housing report, amendments to a wastewater contract, and an update on the self-build housing program. Reporter Heather Clisby has more.
Tonight, the 29 Palms City Council will kick off their meeting with a discussion on waiving rental fees for the use of the community center gym and kitchen for the Sanctuary Church's 20th anniversary celebration, April 25th through the 28th. Next, the council will receive the Housing Element Annual Report, which includes an overview on building permit activity. The council will then take on two amendments to the Project Phoenix Wastewater System Service contract. The meeting agenda will include an update on the self-build housing program, which allows potential homeowners to construct their own dwelling, which they must occupy for a designated amount of time. The meeting takes place on Tuesday, March 12th at 6 p.m. at City Hall, 6136 Adobe Road. It can be live-streamed or viewed on demand via the city's website, 29palms.org. Reporting for Z1077, I'm Heather Clisby.
The Yucca Valley Planning Commission will discuss approval for design features for Snakebite Roadhouse. Here is reporter Adeline J. Wells with that and more on tonight's meeting.
The Yucca Valley Planning Commission will review an application by Snakebite Roadhouse that concerns an exterior color change, statuary installation, and design features. The restaurant's west-facing wall is currently painted black. Town staff request review as to whether the color complements the desert setting and surroundings. Snakebite Roadhouse also seeks approval for several rope swings hung near their entrance and to install a statuary motorcycle on their north side on Highway 62. The commission will determine whether these features fit within the guidelines of the Old Town Specific Plan and the Commercial Design Guidelines for Yucca Valley. The Planning Commission will also review approval for a conditional use permit for Time Warner Cable on La Contenta Road. Tonight's meeting is open to the public and will take place at 6 p.m. at the Yucca Valley Community Center. Reporting for Z1077, this is Adeline J. Wells.
The Morongo Unified School District Board of Trustees will hold their regular meeting tonight at 6 p.m. at Joshua Tree Elementary. Assignment reporter Gabriel Hart has the meeting's agenda for us today.
Assistant Superintendent of Instructional Services Amy Woods will start by recognizing 29 Palms High School student Joshua Corrado, who earned the highest possible ACT score of 36. Director of Educational Tech, Data, and Assessment Celeste Wahlberg and Director of Information Technology Troy Sladen will present the technology plan. Assistant Superintendent of Human Resources Stacy Smalling will present a classified staffing update as well as a restructuring and reorganization plan. The board is requested to increase the certificated substitute teacher's pay rate for certificated permit holders and certified credentialed substitutes from $180 per day to $190. Classified hourly substitute salary schedule is also requested to change with a 50-cent increase from $16.50 to $17 an hour. Action items include a request to certify that MUSD can meet its financial obligations for the current fiscal year of 2023-24. Reporting for Z1077, this is assignment reporter Gabriel Hart.
Service contracts and the cost of new water meter installations will be put before the board at tonight's 6 p.m. meeting of the Bighorn Desert View Water Agency. Reporter Mike Lipsitz is here with details.
Directors at the Bighorn Desert View Water Agency will consider engineering and land survey service contracts associated with an emergency water supply intertie with the High Desert Water District. Grants are expected to provide a good deal of the funding. Also tonight, directors are expected to set the installation cost for a 3/4 to 1 inch new service line water meter at $2,700 in order to keep up with the rising cost of materials. The public is invited to attend in person at the agency's board meeting office under the old water tower on Cherokee Trail in Landers. Remote participation is also an option. See this story at Z1077FM.com for instructions and links. Reporting for Z1077 News, this is Mike Lipsitz.
With Man of La Mancha sharing its impossible dream and satisfying audiences through March 17th, Theater 29 announced casting with a twist for its upcoming musical offering this spring. Arts and Entertainment reporter Charlie Thomas settles into his overstuffed chair to file this report.
Theater 29 announces the cast of its upcoming production of the literary musical Daddy Longlegs, the heartwarming story of Jerusha Abbott, the oldest orphan in the John Grier home, who receives an unexpected opportunity to attend college thanks to a mysterious benefactor. The catch? Jerusha must correspond with her unnamed benefactor through monthly letters without any expectation of a response. She invents a persona for him, Daddy Longlegs. In an unusual double casting are Eliana Hicks and Leon McNeltier in the role of Jerusha Abbott, and Graham Cooley and Jericho McNulty are portraying Jervis Pendleton. In an entirely sung musical, meaning no dialogue, the players will be rotating their appearances in the interests of keeping voices protected and ensuring the experience is different every time. Daddy Long Legs is suitable for all audiences and will run for 2 weekends only, April 5th through 14th. Tickets are available now at theater29.org. Reporting for Z1077, this is Arts and Entertainment reporter Charlie Thomas.
Copper Mountain College's educators from fire technology, criminal justice, EMT students, and faculty are hosting the President's Circle Barbecue at CMC's Bell Center on March 19th. Assignment reporter Gabriel Hart rejoins us with a look at this celebratory evening of community spirit and support.
CMC Superintendent President Dr. Darren Otten and CMFC President Ron Sears are inviting the public to learn how their support of Copper Mountain College is strengthening public safety, providing a free barbecue steak dinner while aiming to raise crucial scholarship funds for students pursuing careers in public safety. Starting at 5 p.m., the delectable barbecue steak dinner will be complete with fresh vegetables, seasonal fruit, a variety of beverages, and to sweeten the encounter, a selection of desserts. The event promises not only a feast for the senses, but also the opportunity to engage with various public safety agencies partnering with CMC on this pivotal occasion. Moraga Valley Fire Chief and CMC Fire Technology Instructor James Breakbill said, quote, "We look forward to an evening of meaningful conversation, delicious food, and a shared commitment to supporting our future public safety leaders," unquote. For those interested in attending this memorable dinner, please visit the link in the story at z1077fm.com. You must RSVP by March 15th, 2024. Reporting for Z1077, this is assignment reporter Gabriel Hart.
And finally, 29 Palms Elementary School is having a parking lot sale on March 23rd from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. Many families are already participating, but if you're keen to be involved, the school is selling parking spots to anyone in the community who would like to sell their own items. Each spot is $10. Contact the school's office for more information. That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. If you hear news happening, let us know about it. Email us at tips@z1077fm.com. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmetz.